Doctor, professor, lots of prefixes. But adds a lot of credibility is that you're the former chairman of the Karnataka Pollution Control Board.
Yeah.
So Bangalore produces what, 4,000 tons of garbage?
3,500 to 4,000. But people have now understood that, yes, all these kind of things coming at the backyard is creating a lot of pollution problem. The value depreciates that around that area.
Yes.
And then, you know, aesthetic view of that particular area get decreased. People are not interested to go to that particular period. Got to the extent of saying that I don't give my daughter to that particular area because just thinking.
Because there's garbage in the area.
Because it is stinking.
8 zones in 198 wards, a population of 1 crore, 3,500 to 4,000 tons of garbage.
And we just
had the Resident Welfare Association secretary tell us about this new technology which on a sample basis has been installed in Koramangala.
And I
believe you are the man who's brought the technology down to India. Tell us a little bit about the technology, sir.
Of course, it is a nature. We have copied the nature, you know, existence, what exactly it is going on in nature. So it is a combination of, you know, fungus and the bacteria. The gentleman in Japan simulated this. Whatever we take in the body, that, you know, like inside our body, the food. So that will get digested within 2 hours.
Yes.
2.5 hours. The similar way, the fungus will also produce enzyme.
Mm.
So that is what the controlled condition of this fungus and the bacteria.
And heat.
And the temperature at the 60 degrees centigrade.
You're saying we can put the mixed garbage into it. The wet waste becomes manure and the dry waste comes out as it is.
Yeah.
This machine technically is not causing any pollution then.
But here the entire reactor is a closed reactor where the temperature is maintained 60 degrees centigrade and is a negative pressure. So it's a closed reactor.
Why has it taken so long to get this technology to India, sir? I believe it's been in Japan 10 years. 10 years ago it was in Japan.
No, this technology came to India about almost 8 to 9 years back to me only. That they had a discussion with me. The man who invented this and he came all the way from Japan. Probably, I think, translated that information.
Are you saying language has delayed this technology by 10 years?
So that particular period.
BBMP has their plant set up already.
Mm-hmm.
What is the advantage this machine has over BBMP's plant?
Time is the criteria, but whereas in our case, so within 2.5 hours, it will be converted into compost. That means including conversion to composting stage. And then, you know, drying it and then coming out as a, you know, material for ready use.
The two major advantages, sir, what I'm understanding between this Japanese technology and the technology BBMP is using right now.
Mm.
Japanese technology, A, time. It wraps the work up in 3 hours. BBMP would take about 2 weeks.
Yes.
Number two, this has no pollution whatsoever.
Exactly.
BBMP machine causes some amount of pollution.
Air pollution as well as, you know, smell nuisance, plus that aesthetic sense of that particular area. Plus the bigger problem of this underground water contamination.
So can we take some calls from our listeners?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
If someone has a question, if there are Resident Welfare Association heads and secretaries listening.
Oh, we really welcome them.
Hi, Disha from Red FM.
Hi, Disha. How are you? I was listening to your show only.
Yes, I know. I got your WhatsApp message.
Okay.
And tell me, would you like to speak to Dr. Shivalingaya? I see you have apprehensions about this machine.
Yeah, sure. Actually, we have been working actively as a Bangalore Eco team promoting home composting. And we know it's a natural process and how we can expedite this natural process to 2 hours. It doesn't add up to any science, any of our knowledge what we have acquired over the years.
There was a very interesting thing you said, actually. Where you said, imagine hampering with nature's process and having a woman to deliver a baby 9 days instead of 9 months.
Right.
Dr. Shivalingaya, would you like to answer the question? Because this machine converts the waste in 3 hours as opposed to a process of 2 or 3 weeks.
I think it's a nice question. See, when we take all these vegetables, organic materials as a food inside the body, will that not get digested within 2.5 hours? So in nature, the similar thing is available. Only thing is that we are isolating and making them to work. We are not accelerating the work. We are giving a good environment to that particular, you know,
conducive environment.
Conducive environment to that. And there, I think it is possible. In nature also, it is doing the same thing.
And that, this is that, with no pollution.
No, that what fungus is doing outside in nature, the same thing that we are simulating inside the reactor, We are not reducing that, as you suggested, you know, like as you said, the baby of diamond.
Dr. Shivalinga has really enjoyed your question, I must tell you that.
So that is fine, but we have this thing like, do we have any lab tests done on the compost?
No,
because
see,
plastic, if fungi can digest, then we don't have to fight this battle to stop plastic, right?
No, no, the plastic one, see, the machine is designed to take unsegregated waste, but the efficiency of the machine will get reduced. So due to that reason, it's already we have made in Bangalore, segregation is a must.
So but he's saying it's preferred to segregate it, but if you don't segregate it, the efficiency still would reduce, but the...
But still, it machine can
accept.
Machine
accept it, yeah. Okay.
So do we have any emission test done or the lab test done on the compost posted anywhere where people like us who have a lot of apprehension about it?
Yeah, see, but there is no gases produced out of this. There is no leachate produced out of this. So except that the water content of the organic material get evaporated, recondensated, and then that will come back to the system. And no leachate. And no, I think, the gas coming out of that, like methane gas or hydrogen sulfide, is nothing like that. So only thing is what is coming out of that composting that is already tested in Delhi. It is also is almost equivalent to or better than what the aged, matured composting. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
You know what, sir, what is the product's name in case people want more details, in case she wants to go and read up a little bit about it?
Actually, we would like to go and see this machine.
Oh, we welcome
and we it. Would like to see the compost testing, because whenever we do natural composting in community composting setup,
yeah,
we ask people to get it lab tested to see whether it is usable or not.
Exactly. It is usable. It is already tested.
It's been tested, you know, in Delhi, he says, but the machine is in Koramangala, fifth block next to Jyoti Vinas College.
Yeah.
So you can check it out. And quickly, sir, the name of this product?
ERS.
ERS.
Yes. Environment Recycle System.
Yes. Environment Recycle System. It's a Japanese technology. Yes. Check it out and tell us what you think.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.